seemed to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, praying, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, supply all your needs.
As soon as I stopped worrying,
soon as I stopped worrying,
how does worrying,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
go,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
When I stopped looking at back then,
when I let go,
I let go,
when I let going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in your hands, everything will be
greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam right here, right now on this earth, the way to peace through obedience to the universe, through obedience to every atom, every particle, every proton, neutron, and electron. This that is animated by the power of the Most High. Obedience to the Most High and obedience to the power of the Most High in the universe. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, December the 8th, 2013. So now we're in the holies of holies now. And we are looking at each other. We are looking at ourselves. We are looking at every human being as holies and holies of holies. We are looking at the universe, every facet of the universe as holies, holies of holies. Afu, Raka, means Africa, means the house for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. Afu, house. Ra, ka, spirit and soul. So Afu, Ra, ka, or say, ka is spirit and soul, and Ra is the Almighty. So Afu, Ra, ka, Afu is house. That describes the whole universe as being the house for the spirit and soul of the Almighty, and every human being as house for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. Cherubims. There were cherubims emblazoned, depicted all over the holies of holies. And then you had golden statues of cherubims on top of the ark and in the midst of these two angels, cherubims, there is the mercy seat. You read all of that in chapter 40, verses 16 through 38. Now, this comes from Kemet. This comes from Africa. This whole temple construct, Moses took that from Egypt, took that from Kemet. He looked at this whole science being used, misused, and abused by the Indo-European Hyksos who had come into Egypt, taking the African Kemet religion, just like today, they use Christianity the same way, to slave, to enslave, to colonize. They use Judaism the same way, to enslave, to colonize, Saudi Arabia, royal family, use Islam the same way, to enslave, to colonize. The elite leadership in India and those places use Hindu and use Buddhism the same way, to enslave, to colonize. These religious languages are speaking the science of the universe. And the science of the universe through these religious languages are speaking to us liberation, deliverance, health, wealth, prosperity, freedom, justice, and equality. And so when you look at Moses taking the African Kemet religion and constructing the temple, that is open-faced rebellion to all slave masters, all colonizers who would use the science of the universe to enslave. So in Kemet were these cherubims as well, because that's where it comes from. Angels with wings and the faces of a human being constructed out of gold, depicted as gold, and they were called Horem Akets in Kemet, and Horem or Heru, son of Asaru and Aset, Heru depicted as the ever-rising sun, and Akhet has to do with the womb of the female. And so we are looking at a concept that teaches us about birth, rebirth, and resurrection of light in the universe and light within the human being, the union of masculine and feminine, the womb, the masculine having the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, emitted into the womb of the feminine, the female, all of this taking place hidden in darkness, but that womb then takes that which was done in the darkness and reveals it into the light. Remember that teaching from the ancient Africans, the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, the Shabaka Stone, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, that whole teaching which comes from Africa that the modern day scientists are misusing, misapplying, and misunderstanding because they don't want to go to Africa. But this cherubim, Horem Akhet, having to do with birth, having to do with light, having to do with that power that is within us that we need to tap into and be born again, be resurrected. Understand that we are Christ in human flesh. Heru represents Christ in human flesh, and remembering that teaching of the three phases, the waters of noon at rest, and then the phase two of Ptah and energy and turbulence, And then phase three is Atum working to bring order to the chaos and the turbulence. And so Atum is also referred to in scripture as Christ and the Logos, because Atum, Christ, and Logos proceeds out of the mind of God. And you and I are from the mind of the Most High, and that mind operating on masculine, feminine polarity, giving birth to you and me. And we take that same science and tap into that Christ spirit and soul energy, and we become resurrected and reborn into that reality. And so you see this representation of the Horem Aket in those golden statues. Now, the Bible says in other places, don't make graven images. Don't make images of heaven. Don't make images of earth. Don't make images of God. Don't make images of the human being. But here we see an image created and carved out of gold. It says don't make molten construct out of gold. But this is a construct made out of gold. Is the Bible contradicting itself? Are the prophets liars? No. What we are looking at is this universe in the hands of the Most High. Yes, this universe is in the hands of the Most High. But how do we use the universe? Do we use the universe for righteousness or unrighteousness? Or that which is unrighteous? We have to be honest, sisters and brothers. We have to be honest people, honest students of the book. When you look at those constructs, when you look at the cherubims, when you look at the angelic depictions made out of gold, you are looking at images carved out and created from molten material, liquid gold, now made into a statue. So we have to wrestle with this. When you see the Bible in other places saying, don't do that, that means when you are under the control of the wicked ruling class, who take, and the wicked ruling families, who take the same creation that we live under, and they construct a whole civilization and society based on death, hell, and destruction, and misuse the religion, misuse the science. And so the Hyksos, they made constructs out of gold. The Hyksos, they did things with creation. But now Moses takes that original African science from the Hyksos, and we are now using it for righteousness, using it for truth. We are constructing a whole civilization, a whole economic system, political system, ecological system, based on the living, breathing science of the universe. And so in between the two cherubims is the mercy seat. And let me see if I can find this mercy seat. And when you research the definitions of the words, you see that some of the words are feminine. Many of the words are masculine, like the sticks and the staves and the various fixtures. But some of them are feminine. Lots of them are masculine, because we are commissioned to study the science of the male and the science of the female, the science of masculine and the science of the feminine. Remember, the north side of the universe, the north direction is the direction of the masculine, and the south direction is the direction associated with the feminine. And attributes and characteristics that are associated with masculine and with feminine. And we as the human family must master those characteristics and attributes so that we may construct the perfect society of peace, truth, justice, and righteousness. Now, the in between the two cherubims on top of the ark were the mercy seat. I'm trying to find the scripture that has the mercy seat. That is verse 20 of chapter 40 in Exodus. And we want to see and understand that this is an African construct, not just for black people, but for the whole of the human family to understand. Now, the word mercy seat is Kaporeth, 3727 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. The Hebrew language is an African language. This word is feminine, and the mercy seat, the place of atonement. And the word atonement is defined as reparation for a wrong or injury. Now, what we are looking at is atonement, the concept of needing mercy. This whole construct is about breathing life into the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed who are in dire need of mercy. The system, and let's take today, the system of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, death at every hand. The wealthy ruling class and ruling families have taken and hijacked all of the wealth. And what do? The cities yet need revenue. The states yet need revenue. State government, city government, county government, the federal government. They are all in need of revenue. The wicked ruling class and ruling families have destroyed working living wage jobs, destroyed living wage jobs. People working for $7.50, $8.50 an hour, not able to make enough to make ends meet. Your food industry corporations making billions and billions and billions of dollars, refusing to pay their workers who average 28 and 29 years of age. These are grown people with children who are trying to make a living. Honest people come to work every day and trying to make an honest living. But the corporations are refusing to pay living wages, taking advantage of slave wage, low wage, and no wage in America and all over the earth. So the people don't have the monies to produce revenue so the governments may continue to function. Housing prices gone down. Families moved out of homes. So revenue can't be accrued through property taxes because of destruction of families, destruction of living wage jobs, so people can't afford homes, neighborhoods becoming dilapidated, property value going down, revenues going down. And what do the wealthy ruling class propose? More austerity. Take more from the poor. Take more from the oppressed. President Obama's budget had within it for 2013 cuts by the trillions. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, the WIC program for children, heating program, cooling program for poor people who can't afford heat in the winter and air conditioning in the summer, education programs, food stamp program, job benefit programs for unemployment people, unemployed people benefits. So the budget of Obama took more by the trillions. And so then they said, okay, if the Republicans and Democrats can't agree on, the Democrats said cuts, the Republicans said more cuts. And so they said, if we can't agree on how much to cut, we'll have a sequester and force cuts on the people. And so we saw that dynamic play out. And in the meantime, we saw Detroit go bankrupt. And what was the solution coming through government? Go after the pensions of the people. I mean, the pensions of people who are retired. These sisters and brothers, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, they earned that money. That's their money. That's their money. But the system, the corporate leadership, the government leadership, Democrat, Republican, they say, take the pensions. And now we see that the new budget passed by the House of Representatives, controlled by the Republican Party, has encompassed 70% of the cuts that they originally wanted to take place. So you see that we, the masses of the people, are in need of mercy. Not to mention the sisters and brothers in the Congo dying by the millions to produce copper, coltan, diamonds, gold. Copper being used in the auto industry. Coltan, I believe, used in the military warfare, bloodshed industrial complex. Various minerals used in computers. I'm preaching on my computer right now. Cell phones and whatnot. So we are the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed are in need of mercy, sisters and brothers. And so that mercy seat is feminine because this Ark of the Covenant, this Holy of Holies, this Ark and the mercy seat represents the power of the Most High in the universe and the power of the Most High within the human being. And in Africa, in Kemet, the Pharaoh sat on the throne, and that throne was feminine, not to denigrate woman, but that throne represented mercy. That throne represented truth and justice and righteousness. That throne represented that the Pharaoh, the ruler, must love the woman, love the sacred feminine, love the female, love the womb, and love the babies and the children that come out of the womb. And that Pharaoh was supposed to construct a civilization based on truth, justice, and righteousness. That Pharaoh was supposed to love human beings, love men and women and boys and girls and babies and children, love the universe, love the Most High, understand the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine working together to produce truth, justice, righteousness, freedom, justice, equality, and understand that the masses of the oppressed are in need of mercy. This is what Moses, this is what the African Hebrew Israelite nation are teaching you and me today as we prepare to take this earth and universe from the wicked ruling class and ruling families, those who are also Christ's in human flesh, but they, the wicked, have given their spirit, soul, Christ energy over to the wicked ruling class and ruling families to do wickedness of demons and Satan. And so this whole construct is African. Now, with that as a backdrop, the priests had garments, had robes. The priest had a breastplate that had 12 stones on it. The 12 stones representing every tribe of Israel, 12 tribes. Those 12 stones, see, this is science, because what we are teaching is that the Most High is to be seen in every facet, every particle of the universe. The wicked use the atoms and the molecules and the protons and the neutrons for wickedness and evil. The wicked use the stones of the earth, gold, and create an economic system of death, hell, and destruction. We are taking the stones back. We are taking the earth back. We are taking back every minute particle in the universe, taking it back, taking them back from the wicked, and we are using this for righteousness. So we must understand this science. The high priest, 12 stones on his breastplate, 12 stones correlating to every tribe, 12 tribes. Every tribe connected to a zodiac, one of the 12 zodiacs. So you're back to the science of the sun and the seven-branched lampstand that represents the movement of the sun through its 26,000-year cycle, through the seven pole stars and the 12 zodiacs. Each of the pole stars and each of the 12 zodiacs having having characteristics and attributes associated with them. These characteristics and attributes in the universe, these characteristics and attributes of the Most High, the power of the Most High, Yahweh Yahuwah in the universe, and Yahweh Yahuwah Jehovah, is defined as existing. The universe is about existing and living and eating spiritually, mentally, morally, physically, politically, economically, ecologically. So this breastplate, these 12 stones, science, you have what is called the Urim or Urim and Thummim. And these were two other stones emplaced within two holes in the garments, one on each side. And these stones have representation, attributes, and characteristics. We're going to get to that on the other side of the break.